We find that Nisik's Parsha and Parsha Bahar, we have the Inyan of Shemitah. We find in Chazal something very interesting, that there are two places in Chazal where Chazal described Klal Yisrael as Malachim, two places, and Chazal applied the same pasuk twice. The pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov Giboyre Koyach Oisid Dvorov L'Shmoya B'Kol Dvorov. The Malachim are described as Giboyre Koyach, they're strong. Oisei Dvoroi, they do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. L'Shmoya B'Kol Dvoroi. Chazal in two places applied this pasuk about the Malachim. One place was when Klal Yisrael said Nasev and Nishma. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches, Mi Gila Roze Lebonai Shemalachei Ashoris Mishtam Shaboy. Who was Megala this secret of Nasev and Nishma that the Malachim live this thing? What's the Pasuk say? The Malachim are Giboyre Koyach. They're strong, they get it done. Oisei Dvoroi, they do Rotzen Hashem. The Shmoya B'Kol Dvoroi, to hear Hashem's voice. So by the Malachim it says that the Nase, that the Asiya is before the Shmiya. So Chazal said that when Klal Yisrael said Nase V'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael said Nase V'Nishma, they were like Malachim. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Oisei Dvoroi, and then the Shmoya B'Kol Dvoroi. They do and then they hear. So Klal Yisrael b'Shas Ba'Antayra were like Malachim. Oisei Eden Shemeh. The same pasuk Chazal said about people who keep Shemitah. It's very interesting. Zogin Chazal that somebody who keeps Shemitah Giboyre Koyach Oisei Dvoroi L'Shmoya B'Kol Dvoroi, you're like a Malach to keep Shemitah. The Chazal speak out. A guy does a mitzvah for one day, the Shabbos achas for a Shabbos, the chodesh echad, shema af l'shayim. Have you ever heard of a mitzvah that runs a whole year? A whole year mitzvah? The guy sees his field that it's empty. He sees his vineyard that it's empty, and he's paying taxes. The Gemara Chazal speak out. He's paying real estate taxes. And That's a darga of a malach. It's very interesting. Chazal in two places compared Klal Yisrael to Malachim. Shemitah and Matan Torah. Matan Torah was Nasev and Nishma, so they were like the Malachim who are Oisei Dvoroi and then the Shmoya called Dvoroi. And by Shemitah. What's the Tzad HaShove that punk those two things are called Malachim? So the Sfasemes in many places says a fascinating yesoid. The Sasema says that a malach, the reason why a malach is called a malach means a messenger. Hini shalech malachi lefanecha. A malach is a messenger. The essence of a malach is the shlichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A malach is a function of Ratzon Hashem. That's why we find something fascinating. All the malachim have names, right? In the parasha of Vayera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down three malachim. What does Rashi say? One to heal this, one to stoim, and one to save light. So, the Meshech Chochma speaks about this, and others, what does it mean, Dave? One malach can't do two things. Malach can't multitask. We can do three things at once. Malach can't multitask. Each guy, he does that. What's the shot? So, state in the Svar of Mori de Gazach, the essence of a malach is the mission. The essence of a malach is the job, is the rotzim. So, there's no being, there's no nivra in the bria that could do two things at once. Either you can't be two things, excuse me. You can't be two different things. Since the essence of a malach is the job, so you can't be two things. You can't do two things. Because a malach is infused. The identity of the malach is its job. Rafal, Gavriel. So he can't do two things because he can't be two things. But Baruch Hashem, by us, we are not our jobs, unfortunately. So we have we, and then we do things. We can multitask. It's a marvel de gazach. A human being can multitask, a malach can't. Because a malach is the task. And you can't be two things at once. Ain't that bakuzah. So the Sfasebe says a marvel de gazach. He says the reason why malachim have nasa before nishma is the malachim are a metzias of doing. They don't need to hear, they don't need to accept, they don't need to absorb. They'll hear the details afterwards. Malachim are mission-oriented, goal-oriented. So when Klai Yisrael said, Nase, before Nishma, what they were saying is, we're going to do the job. No considerations, no weighing, no machshavas, no thinking about it. We're in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's a malach. That's Oise Dvar of Lishmoya, the Oise before the Lishmoya, the Nase before the Mishnah. That's a Dargo Masha. That means you're zoned in on your Tafkid. Ratzon Hashem. Sasebe says something very interesting. Sasebe says that the purpose of Shemitah is that a person should remember what his job in the world is for. That's what Shabbos is for. That's what Shemitah is called, Shabbos. He says once a week and once in 7 years, you have to push it, stop working, because if you're going to work for too many years in a row, says the Sfasebe, you might forget what you came for, what your task is, what your mission is. So you need to stop thinking and remind yourself, you're not a farmer. That's not your identity. You need to make a living. You need to farm. Go back to Beis Medrash, sit and learn, recalibrate, and focus on what you came into the world for. Yeah, Maisa? Zokter, that's why people who Shmei Rishita are called Malachim. It's a Mori Degazach. It's against all the ads for the Karen HaShmita. Because in the Karen HaShmita, the ads, which is a Mori Degazach, is that a guy who keeps Shmita is called a Malach. Giboy Rekoyach, Eze Dvarov. So Hashem says, Fakert. The reason why they're called Malachim is not because they keep Shemitah, it's because for now they went back to do their job. So now you're called a Malach. Your job is not to make a living. You hear? Are they cats? That's not your job. One of the big fears of America, people ask, like, what's the problem with America? Nothing, it's fine. Okay? But the Gemara says that now it's changed a little bit because the Rebbe became yeshivish, but when I was growing up, yeah, you know, the Gemara says that the first thing you teach a little child when they grow up is Torah, Tziva, Law, and Moshe. I don't know, when I was growing up, as soon as a kid turned 3, they asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? Remember that question? Have they asked you? What do you want to be when you grow up? Yes, yeah. Now it's funny, the kid's only 3, he just got toilet trained. And they already ask him whether he wants to be an engineer, an oncologist, a football player, a policeman. Why is it so important, by the way? Why is that the message that they send you from the time that you're a little, what do you call it? Right? Here, what's the pshat of that, by the way? The pshat is that the message that they're sending is that if you don't know how you're making a living, then you don't exist. That's the pshat, right? So what, the kid's a little 3 years old. He's just, what do you call it? He's just in Ghan. Okay? They ask you, what do you plan to do when you grow up? What's your business? Why is it so important? Because the answer is, how are you going to make a living? That's life itself. That's your identity. What you do and what you work is who you are, correct? Unfortunately, it has penetrated to our world a little bit. When there's a guy, so how much is he worth? I once had a conversation with a Bachar Eli many years ago when I was a Bachar, and I said that somebody's worth $1 million. Ah, he said, Yosef, you're talking like an American. He's worth his amaretz. Maybe he's worth $1 million. He's worth $1 million. That's how you value people. That's their type of what they are. So he's disappointed. I said, I thought you got it out of your system, but you didn't. So the Giborei Korach Malachov, the Shemitah people are Malachim, not because they're sitting home twiddling their thumbs and waiting for the check from the Karen HaShemitah or from the Eibishter. They're Giboyri Koyach, and they became Malachim because they went back to do what they're supposed to be doing. They went back to their fundamental identity. They went back to their fundamental mission statement. So there are two people in the Torah who are called Malachim Giboyri Koyach. Klal Yisrael, Nasav and Nishma. And this guy, the Shemitah farmer, who detached himself from the world and went back to the basics. That's what the Sasebe says, Amori Dikazach. But I want to share with you a different shot. Chazal say, "B'noyik sheba olam adam oisa mitzvah liyom echad l'shabbos achas l'choydesh echad." A guy does a mitzvah for a day, a Shabbos, shema afleshay, a whole year. V'dein chomi chakle beri. This guy sees his field empty. He sees his vineyard empty. V'yov arnuna. He's busy paying taxes. V'shosik, and he's quiet. Hayesh lecha gibor gadol mizeh. Is there a bigger gibor than this guy who's quiet? Shteita diyuk in Chazal that the gevura and the being a malach is because he was quiet. He was quiet. Shosik. Pegich hakasha. What if he was quiet? What should he do? Make a macha to who? Takosh bochu. What if he was quiet? He's quiet. He saw the field empty and he didn't say a word. Oh, now he's a malach. Gibor kach. What's the pshat? Because it could be the pshat like this. You all know it's probably the most famous pshat that the Rebbe Ramaylech Midlashen sent. Not the Rebbe Ramaylech from Lag Weimer, the other one. There's a famous yisoid that the Rebbe Ramaylech Midlashen said, by the way, you should just know that the Rebbe Ramaylech Midlashen wasn't just a kever. Because he was a real person, and he wasn't just a place where people went ate chalut in the Achnosos Orchim Midlashen. He was a real yid, a tzaddik, a goyin, kodesh, Rebbe Ramaylech. You don't know anything about him except for the fact that people go there as an excuse to leave this man early because his yard says Chafei, what is it? Chafalov, even better. Yeah, Chafalov, even better. The Litvax latched on to Ramaylov's yard site. And it's in the joke. They don't even know who he was, but Ramaylov Plzhensk was the one who spread the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, right? Rabbeinu? Wait, am I correct? What? He spread it through Poland. And the Ikr Nakud of Hasidus of attaching themselves to a tzaddik came from the Heilige Rebbe Ramaylech. Am I correct? What? Adina Rebbe. Yeah. The Rebbe Ramaylech said a moirit to Kazakh. The Sfasemis brings it down. It's famous in the whole world. It's probably his most famous shtickle. It says in this week's parsha, V'chitoymar. And if you'll say, what are we going to eat the seventh year? Vos gave me essen, right? So the Pasuk says, you'll ask, what are we going to eat? It's Ivisias Brochosi, the Eivishta says, I'm going to give a brocha, Shona Ashi, you'll have what to eat. So the Heilige Rebbe of Ma'alach asks, he doesn't understand. You ever see in the Torah that the Eivishta gives a brocha because a guy asks? Yeah, Lysa? I don't think. If the Eivishta wants to give a brocha for the seventh year, let her give the brocha. Give a bracha. If the Eivishta wants to give the bracha, he doesn't want to give the bracha. If it's Ivisias Brochosi, if the Eivishta wants to give the bracha, so give the bracha. If he does what? Because the guy said, v'chitare. And if you'll ask, and you say, what do you eat? He says, no, you'll have what to eat. And if the guy doesn't ask, you want to have what to eat. What's the shot? Where do you find in the Torah that the Eibishter says, Pashas b'chukoy says, the brachas. It doesn't say his response because the guy said, hey, what are we going to eat? We're starving. What's that sign? No, I'll take care of you. And if the guy wouldn't ask, the Eibishter wouldn't give the bracha. I say, in fact, the Heilige Rebbe Bach Moshe. He said, such a yesoid, it's the foundations of Yiddishkeit. Said the Heilige Rebbe Ramaylech, he said like this. If the Eibishter gave a mitzvah of Shemitah, that every seventh year you have to leave your power, shteta chistako bar reisa bar alma, the entire Bria is meshubit to Ratzon Hashem, to the Torah. See, if there's a mitzvah in the Torah HaKadosha, that every seventh year you have to have Shemitah, because that's how the Eibishter wanted the Bria, and that's the blueprint of the Bria, istaku boi reis of Abba. The Eibishter looked to the Torah, created the world. That means it's ingrained in the DNA of the world that every seventh year, every 6 years, is going to be double crops. Because istaku boi reis of Abba, and there's a mitzvah in the Torah called Shemitah. There's not going to be a field seventh year. So obviously the 6 years is going to give double. That's built into the DNA of the Bria. It's Kenneth Zain Andrus, because istaku boi reis of Abba. The Eibishter looked at it, nervous. V'chi Toymar is a shtickle, not beseder. He should have known that if the Torah gave a mitzvah Shemitah, there's going to be a what he bought. It's built in. The whole Bria is Meshubah to the Torah, to Ratzon HaBayri. But there are people, the Torah this is Vechitayma, people. The guy says, I'm a foot. What are we going to eat? Right, the famous Maisa. A guy came to Kamenetz, to Rabbi Ochber. They didn't have a dining room there. They didn't have gourmet food like we have here. Yeah? Hey, trust me. I didn't mean you. Right? Yeah, at all. And so Rabbi Ochber, they divided them out to each every day by a different Baal HaBos. Imagine you come to a yeshiva, and the yeshiva says, one day eating by the Shabazis over there, Rehov Shimon, or whatever it's called, Rokeach, and the next day eating by the Burker people, a supper, yeah. And the third night eating and told this iron in. So you'll say it's an interesting experience. After a week, it won't be so interesting, and you're hungry. So a guy came, Rabbi Ochber told him, Sunday you're here, Monday, Tuesday you're here, and Thursday you're here. So the Bacher asked, what did we eat Monday and Wednesday? He didn't give me a night. So Rabbi Ochber told him, you came to the Kamenetz to learn or you came to eat? What do you need to eat Monday and Wednesday for? Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday is more than enough, right now?
Kumt Essen.
What?
Kumt
Essen. Essen. Kumt Tea Essen. Kumt Essen. Yeah, no, I got it. Came to eat. What did you come for? So says that Rebbe Meiluch, Istako bar Isabor Alma is the Pshat is that if the Eibishter gave mitzvah Shemitah and the world was created, Avada, the 6 years built in, that every 6 years the land's gonna give double. But there are people out there who fart, they're nervous, they say, what are we gonna eat? Says the Torah, even if you don't believe in the Bria, and you'll also get a bracha. If you're a Vechitayra guy, even though maybe you don't deserve it, because you should have relied on the Bria, but Vechitayra, if you'll ask, that's a famous quote from Rabbi Bailach. So that's why nowhere else in the Torah does it say Vitzivisi, because the Eberson doesn't need your questions to give his answers. No, the Pshat is that it's a Chiddush, that's a Chiddush of Shemitah. Is that the Pashav Pshat? Chazal say that the Geist, a whole year, he sees his field, empty, barren. He sees his vineyard barren, and he's paying taxes, Chazal stressed it. Vishosik, and he's quiet. You know what he means, quiet? He didn't ask how we're going to eat. He wasn't the guy from the Rebbe Ramaylach. Vishosik, he was quiet. He didn't say a word. He didn't say, what are we going to eat? Why did he say, what are we going to eat? What are they going to eat? It's a fair question, no? It's a normal question. But the Rebbe Ramaylach said, no, he shouldn't have asked it. Atke dekach, he shouldn't have asked it. That the Torah was mechadish, that even though he shouldn't have asked it, he also get a bracha. Vitzivisi, Abish has to give a special bracha. But the Bria doesn't need a special bracha. The Bria is Torah. This guy was shosik. He didn't say a word. He didn't go home to his wife and say, oi, what are we going to eat? There's a mitzvah shemitah. That's living a life of, that's a malach. That's a Ratzon Hashem. That's living a life of Ratzon Hashem, of understanding that the entire Bria and our entire lives and the entire mitzias and the entire reality is Ratzon Hashem. Chazal said, that's a malach. That's a soldier. Why is he a soldier? Because he's living his life double. Shosik, he didn't say a word. Do you know what type of self-control you need? But it's wrong. It's not, the word's not self-control. That's the modern way of learning up this Chazal. The guy controlled himself. The guy didn't control himself at all. He was 1,000,000% confident that it's going to grow. Control means I have questions. I control myself because it's not nice to ask. He didn't have to control himself. It was positive that if the Eibishter gave a mitzvah shmita, it's going to grow. Why not, by the way? Havas nisht. That's the darga of living a life of Ratzon Hashem, that I'm so connected to Ratzon Hashem. It's a marvel to Gazach. The Gemara says in the end of Kedushin that Be'etzem, nobody in the Bria needs Parnasa. The cats over here, you saw the cats outside? They didn't go to college. And as opposed to all of you, they don't have rich shveres. They're not looking for them, at least. Some of you are disappointed you didn't get. Right, Herschel? What?
I got it.
What? And with all due respect, they don't have family businesses. They don't have any training. And I don't know, I'm here, I'm watching the cats here for 41 years. They're fat. And Nobody died of malnutrition, not the cats. Who takes care of them? They don't go to work, they don't go to college, they don't have any oil. Abishah takes care of them. And all the fish in the ocean, who takes care of them? They went to college. There's trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of fish. You knew that? Trillions. Just tuna fish alone. Herring alone, just to supply a Monroe. There's trillions. Trillions. Yeah? And the sharks eat the dolphins, who eat the tuna fish, who eat the sardines, who eat the herring, who eat the plankton. I'll explain to you afterwards. And everybody has what to do. Says the Gemara in the end of Kedusha in the Mishnah, everybody in the Bria is taken care of. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar says a cynical line, Loira isi miyamai, I never saw a fox who was a storekeeper, and I never saw a deer who had a moving company, and I never saw a guy who had a hedge fund. You ever saw a zebra who has a hedge fund? You ever saw a cat? You ever saw the cats over here, the squirrels and Muncie? You ever saw the guy give out a business card, maybe join my hedge fund because I'm looking to make a living? I never saw such a thing. I saw other people with cards for hedge funds. I know people who think they have hedge funds, okay? I know people who would like to have hedge funds. I know people who want to invest in hedge funds. Right, Sully? I covered everybody? Shaggy, everyone? Just about, right? But the squirrels don't have hedge funds. Why not? Says Chazal. It's a Mori Tekezach. By the way, I hold that this is one of the most powerful Nekudas of Emunah. The entire Bria has Parnasa except for us. You ever thought about that? The dolphins, the squirrels, the cats, the dogs, the zebras, the one-celled organisms, the second organism, the third organism, three cells even. Everyone's taken care of. The cockroaches. Never saw them die in Beis Yisrael. Watching them for 41 years. That Nisraba, Puruvu. Who feeds them? Who takes care of them? They don't go to COPE. They don't go to PCS. They don't take accounting courses. That means the Bria was created in the Bria, the bathroom. Everybody has what they need. Everybody has what they need. Everybody has what they need. Says the Gemara, Avo kipachti es maisai. I sinned and I lost my parnasa. We are the only entities in the Bria who don't have parnasa. And if you don't go out to work, you die. And if you don't mutch yourself. And that's because of the chet of Adam Rishon. The etzim, it's ingrained in the Bria that everyone's taken care of. Shemitah is a window into how the Bria was supposed to be. Yeah, Mavel de Gazach. Malachim don't eat. Malachim don't eat. Malachim are taken care of. Because you know why? They're on the program. And if you're on the program, you're taken care of. Shemitah is a snapshot back to Gan Eden where the Eibishter says, I'll take care of you. Be on the program. You detach yourself. Tomorrow the Gazak, imagine when we had Shemitah. We have Shemitah still. But Kitzurasa, all of Klal Yisrael stopped working for a year. It was an agricultural nation. People went into hedge funds. And everybody stopped working. Everybody went to Kedel. And everybody had what to eat. Yeah, is that Golos wearing? And there are Nisim, by the way, and there are TV says because you can hear all the stories, by the way, Mavotika stories. I was on a, we took the kids on in the summer once, a couple of years ago, to one of these places up north. There's a guy who wasn't from, but they somehow talked him into keeping Shemitah. He had mangoes, right? Tropical fruit. Had a huge orchard. He said that year number 6, instead of 1 ton, he had 3 tons. Never had it before, never had it afterwards. He had triple. Triple the amount of mangoes, and he, I don't know if he went to Kedel exactly, but next place, triple. Jesus Bechasi, that means the Bria Be'etzem stayed the same way. When we plug back into it, Vishasik, we don't ask. Without. You can get Rabbi Elch's bracha, it's easy. You'll get Seder. But the real tsura of the Bria is that we allow ourselves to go back to the etzim DNA of the Bria where the Ebershah takes care of it. It's not called Baraisa, Bar Alma. And that's a lesson that a person needs to take. That we have the Yecholus to be like that. That means if the Ebershah gave a Zat Mitzvah, that means the Ebershah gave a vote of confidence and said that every year in all the Doiris, the Etzim can bring himself to that darga of Nasa v'nishma, of Gibori Kerach, of living like a Malach, of living with the Dveikus of Ratzon Hashem, that I don't have to worry. Now, it doesn't mean that you're potter from making a living, because it's after the Chet of Adam Rishon, if you haven't noticed. But the Etzim Tzura of the Bria in its DNA hasn't changed. It's a Mavel de Kazach. The Shosik, the guy was quiet, yeah? He didn't say a word. He didn't even ask Manoima. He didn't ask what we're going to eat. The reason why I'm speaking this out is because we live in a world today, as bombastic as it sounds, where the choir that goes out is one choir. What are we eating? We're going to die of starvation. That's what the world is saying. And that's a shtickle kfira. That's the lesson of Shemitah. The lesson of Shemitah is the Shosik. The guy was quiet. And he let the Eibishter do his thing. Now, even in the world of Hishtadlus, where you need to do things, but there's still the Bechin of letting the Eibishter doing his thing. Good Shabbos.